Be patient, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. Those are the opening words from our reading from the Epistle of James this morning. These are words we hear often this time of year. Be patient, wait. The word patient or its derivatives, patience and impatience, appear over 50 times in the Old and New Testament. In this brief passage from the fifth chapter of the letter of James that we have today, the word patient is used 3 times and patience once. Being patient is important to James, probably because the folks around him are growing impatient. The initial expectation that Christ would return very soon is wearing thin. It's been quite some time since he ascended, and the followers are growing impatient. The time is now. He should return now. I can relate to this sentiment. You're probably aware that I am not known for my patience. Patience, although one of the fruits of the Spirit that Paul lists in his letter to the Galatians, is not my primary virtue. And while I admire the gift of patience and would appreciate being blessed with patience, I know better than to pray for it. One of my favorite stories growing up was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Each night I would climb into bed excitedly and wait for my father to come in and read the next chapter to me and my brother. I could hardly contain myself. I wanted to know what would happen next. When the announcement that this book was being made into a movie, I was excited beyond belief. I could hardly wait for it to come to the theater, but wait I must. So wait, I did. Back then, a week seemed like an eternity, but it was worth the wait. Seeing the Oompa Loompas in full color and the streams of chocolate flowing in Technicolor was as wonderful on the big screen as my mind had imagined as my dad read the story to us each night. It was as magical as anything could be. The character that got my attention the most in the renamed Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was Veruca Salt, although all the children stuck vividly in my mind and still do. Veruca Salt was a spoiled brat. Not unlike the majority of the children depicted in this tale, Veruca had been indulged by her parents her entire life, and she had no expectation that the indulgence would ever stop. She wanted everything she saw, and she wanted it now. As Willy Wonka guides the children through a tour of his chocolate factory, the magic unfolds room by room. And each room holds a specific temptation for one child. Violet Beauregard, for example, has a problem with gum. She is constantly chomping on gum. Smack, smack, smack. So when the children are taken into the gum development room and warned that the newest product, gum for dinner, is not perfect but has a few flaws, Violet refuses to heed the warning and ends up in the form of a giant blueberry. Veruca's downfall happens in the room with the golden egg-laying geese. Imagine, geese that lay golden eggs. Veruca wants one of her own, and she wants it now. The eggs that are laid are funneled into one of two chutes, one labeled good egg and another labeled bad egg. Veruca decides to take matters into her own hands and makes a rush for the goose and the golden egg, and I have carried the image of her toppling down the chute labeled bad egg, yelling, "I want it now," for 40 years. I think the reason for this is that I relate to Veruca, and I always have. I want it now. I don't want to wait, and why should I have to? But we're told good things come to those who wait. And certainly we hope that is true. We hope that if we wait, we will be rewarded in some way for our efforts. But waiting and patience may not be synonymous. At least in the historic definition of patience, from which the medical term patient is derived. Patience, it seems, is a state of long suffering and forbearance. It denotes a capacity to endure hardship, difficulty, or inconvenience. The American Dictionary concedes that patience emphasizes calmness, self-control, and a willingness or ability to tolerate delay. There's something of self required in patience. Patience implies a character trait that waiting may not. We may be required to wait, but we're not required to be patient. Patience, at least to some degree, is a choice. A choice more easily made by some than by others. James tells us that we must be patient, meaning that we must endure. We must also wait. The return of the Lord is not something that's going to come quickly. We must still wait. But our waiting does not mean that we're passively sitting by twiddling our thumbs. One of the oft-quoted lines in our household is, "I'm just waiting," said in a wistful, simpering tone. The quote comes from a retired priest that Tom and I had known for years. When we visited him in Texas several years ago at the home where he lived with several other aging folks, we arrived, Father Reed was lying on his bed, looking up at the ceiling. There was no book nearby, no television, no radio or stereo. Tom asked him what he was doing, and he responded, "I'm just waiting." His days were spent just waiting to die. It was one of the most depressing visits I've ever experienced. I don't think that is what our waiting is about. I don't think this is the sort of patience James or Paul have in mind when they urge us to be patient and wait for the return of the Lord. Can we actively wait or be busily patient? I think we can, and we must, because the other piece of this Advent Trinity is prepare. Prepare for the Lord's return. Get ready. Be busy at the work of the Lord, which according to James includes not grumbling against each other. Apparently, the impatient followers of Christ were becoming not only impatient for his return, but were also becoming impatient with each other. That's easy to do. Anxiety and stress breed impatience, and the results are often taken out on those closest to us, those in close proximity. So as we develop an attitude of patient waiting for Christ's return this year, let us take some time to prepare, not just by readying our houses and purchasing gifts. Let us remember to ready our hearts and be patient, not only for the return of the Lord, but with ourselves and with each other. That's a good start for the preparation for the coming of the King of Peace. Amen.